from review, but I'm sure there was a provision in there. Maybe I'm just remembering something that doesn't exist. Mm-hmm.
I can look. I think it might just be that we just condition everything to substantially meet the site plan. But okay. We let people change it around and do different stuff. We're not really that hard on it.
Yeah, okay.
Are you looking at a new application?
Yeah, I'm going to either do an application for that or the mini warehouses.
Okay.
In addition to that.
Let's follow up after this and I can look it up real quick. Yeah.
All right, good afternoon. It is just about 2 o'clock. It is Thursday, August 7th, 2025. The time set for land use hearing on zone change 25003. My name is Jill Foster. I'm a Marion County Hearings Officer. This is the matter of the application for a zone change. The applicant is Lucky June LLC. I see that both of you have signed in. That allows you to testify and also get a copy of the decision. I'll go over the procedures, how they'll be for both hearings, but this one's specific to yours. We'll discuss the nature of the case, hear any preliminary objections. I'll summarize the material in the case file. Planning Division will present its staff report. The applicant will have an opportunity to present its case. We will then hear any testimony in favor of the application, any testimony in opposition to the application, hear any general comments that might not be for or against, and then the applicant will have an opportunity for rebuttal because the applicant has the burden of proof in the case. We will then close the hearing unless there's a request to continue the hearing or to keep the record open in case during the hearing you think of something else that you'd like to submit. No decision will be made at the hearing. My decision will be in writing, and a copy of the decision will be sent to the applicant, interested parties, affected governmental agencies, and anyone else who requests a copy. We are recording the hearing today. Testimony is taken from a table in the center of the room and will be under oath or affirmation, and the recording becomes a part of the official record. Mr. Sen, did you want to translate any of this, or are you confident that
I think we're fine, right?
Okay, all right. Just stop me if there's anything that I say that you want to translate in real time. The record in this case is a public record. Any documents that are submitted become part of the record and generally cannot be returned. If you have any documents that you would like to submit to the record, please let the other party take a look at them and give them to me. We will mark them as an exhibit and make them a part of the official record. Failure of an issue to be raised in a hearing, in person or by letter, or failure to provide statements or evidence sufficient to afford the decision maker an opportunity to respond to the issue, may preclude an appeal based on that issue and may preclude it from being raised at a later time. ORS 1977633. The failure of the applicant to raise any constitutional or other issues relating to proposed conditions of approval with sufficient specificity to allow the local government or its designee to respond to the issue precludes an action for damages in circuit court. For a condition of approval to apply, it must be stated with sufficient specificity to enable the applicant to respond to the condition prior to the close of the final local hearing. ORS 1977963. I've had no ex parte communication in this matter, meaning I haven't spoken with planning or with the applicants about the subject matter of this case outside of the planning file, which I've been given a copy of. Begin with the nature of the case. This is case number ZC25-003. This case is an application to change the zone from RM, multifamily residential, to CR, commercial retail, on a 0.21-acre portion of a 0.53-acre parcel located at 193 Lancaster Drive Northeast. Before I summarize the material in the case file, I'll ask the parties if there are any preliminary objections to the notice, that you received the notice, jurisdiction, or conflict of interest. Do you have any objections on any of those bases?
No.
Okay. The case file contains the hearing notice, request for comments and comments from various governmental agencies, a notification list, site plan, zoning map, notification map, application and statutory warranty deed. All testimony should be directed to the subject matter of this case. The laws and provisions applicable to this case are found in Marion County Code, especially Chapter 16.06, Commercial Retail Zone, and 16.39, Zone Change. Other provisions applicable to this case are found in the Salem Area Comprehensive Plan, Economic Development and Employment Policies, Land Use and Urbanization Goals and Policies, and the Oregon Statewide Planning Goals. Those are the criteria that I believe apply. If you believe any of these do not apply, or if there are additional criteria that I should consider, please tell me in your testimony. Mr. Sen, am I saying that right, Sen? Do you have any procedural questions before we begin?
No.
Okay. We will begin with Planning Division presenting its report. Good morning, or good afternoon, Mr. Barnes. Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you will give in this proceeding will be true to the best of your knowledge?
I do.
Please state your name, spell your last name for the record, and provide your mailing address.
Austin Barnes, B-A-R-N-E-S. Mailing address is 5155 Silverton Road Northeast, Salem, Oregon.
Thank you. Please proceed.
Thank you. As stated before, this application is on a parcel owned by Lucky Jun LLC to propose a zone change from residential multiple family to commercial retail. And this is on a portion of about 2.1 acres of a 0.53 acre parcel. This is located at 193 Lancaster Drive Northeast in Salem. The property currently is split zoned between multifamily and commercial retail. And it in the Salem Comprehensive Plan, it is fully designated as commercial. So this zone change would bring the property into compliance and congruity with the Comprehensive Plan. The applicants wish to build a mixed-use building on the site, which would house a commercial business and then dwelling units above that, which is allowed by the zone code. I will elaborate on some details on that a little bit later in the application. The property is located directly west of Lancaster Drive Northeast at its intersection with Hudson Avenue Northeast. The parcel is generally flat and contains one commercial structure on it. The entire property is paved, while the surrounding area, or the area surrounding the structure, is landscaped with some vegetation. Adjacent properties to the north, south, and east are zoned commercial retail and are mostly in commercial use. The exception is that one undeveloped parcel directly south, which is zoned RM for multifamily, and additionally, properties to the west are zoned RM for multifamily and are developed with multifamily and single-family residences. Marion County requested comments from other agencies. The two agencies that responded providing comments were Marion County LDEP, which is Land Development, Engineering, and Permits. They commented about dedicating right-of-way width along Lancaster and Hudson and other sidewalk and access standards that would be applied at the time of development for those buildings. Additionally, the Marion County Building Department provided comments stating that permits would be required for any structures built on the property. Getting into the staff report, the applicants have addressed all applicable criteria as Marion County staff sees it. They have addressed the Marion County zone change provisions. They have also addressed the economic development goals of the Salem Area Comprehensive Plan, as this is changing to a commercial retail zone. We address their economic development goals as the commercial zones correspond with the economic development. We did not address the housing goals of the Salem Comprehensive Plan purposely because this is a commercial zone, so it does not directly relate to housing. Although the applicants do propose to build housing in a mixed-use development, this brings up one clarification for the record and one finding that the hearings officer should make in her decision. The Office of, let me get this right, the Fair Housing Council of Oregon, which I believe is a subsidiary of DLCD that ensures the applications meet Goal 10 and housing requirements, they sent us an email asking if we had made findings related to Goal 10. We said no, we hadn't, because this is not a technical housing development. We're going from multifamily to commercial to match the commercial designation underneath it. So we did not feel the need to do any housing analysis here. Part of that is because this commercial property wouldn't be included in Salem's housing needs analysis because it's commercial, not multifamily. What the Fair Housing Council said was, okay, we understand that, but if you are building any housing, we would like findings related to Goal 10. So Marion County proposes the finding that this property would not previously be counted in Salem's housing needs analysis and would not be designated for housing, but the applicants are proposing to provide housing consistent with the zoning designation. Therefore, it would only be an increase to Salem's housing stock, thus complying with Goal 10, and there not being any issues there with that Oregon statewide planning goal. Additionally, there is a slight inconsistency with Marion County's zone code in this commercial retail zone, and my testimony is just aimed to clear that up for the record. If you look into the commercial retail zone, the first permitted use is dwelling units, plural, or lodging rooms, plural, in conjunction with a commercial use. If you then go to the density section of the Marion County Code, it says only one dwelling unit is allowed per commercial retail property. In conversations with our planning director, the interpretation is that the commercial retail zone would allow as many housing units, it couldn't exceed the density of the multifamily zone, so that's one thing, but then the amount of housing units would be proportional to the commercial use that it serves below it. The idea is that the housing units are related to the commercial use. The idea with the code is that the people living in those units would potentially be working or interacting with the commercial use below it. So that's why we have the word in conjunction there. So staff proposes a condition of approval that says a maximum of 6 dwelling units would be allowed because that is the max density that the multifamily zone would have allowed on that 2.1 acres. So to be consistent with our density, we would propose that 6 dwelling units be allowed to be constructed on this site. I did talk with the applicants this week before to see if they had more specific plans related to dwelling units and those things. They said they weren't fully tied down to their plans yet, but they're proposing about 2 to 3 dwelling units, so this would be consistent with a max of 6 dwelling units on the parcel. Just wanted to make that clear for the record. Additionally, they do address the commercial retail zone purpose statement and criteria and would adhere to those development standards. They also addressed Goal 2, land use planning, Goal 9, economic development, and Goal 12, transportation, and Goal 14, urbanization of the Oregon statewide planning goals. Staff has found that the applicants have met their burden of proof and meet all applicable criteria, and we recommend that the zone change be approved. We recommend now it would be 3 conditions of approval. One is that the applicant obtain all permits required by Marion County. The second is that all current and future development meet the development standards found in the CR zone, which is Marion County Code Section 1606, and general development standards found in 1626 through 1640, which are standard development standards with setbacks, landscaping. The third condition would be the one stated before, that a maximum of 6 dwelling units be allowed on that portion of the site, consistent with the density limitations. Other than that, staff does not find any issues with the application. Staff believes it should be approved, and will stand for any questions that you have.
Can you give me the site on density restrictions? Code provision on density restriction?
Yeah, oh, the siting of that?
Yeah.
Yes. So the density provision is Marion County Code Section 16.27.050. And the technical siting of this is C for the RM zone, which is one dwelling unit per 1,500 square feet of lot area. And if you go, that's what we're using to basically say that's going to be our max applying to this zone. The one inconsistency, to bring this out further, because you might find this in your reading when you're making this decision, and I did discuss with our planning director, and he's okay with what I'm going to propose. Further down in that density section, it has E other zones, which CR would fall into. There it says one dwelling unit per lot if dwellings allowed. So there's a conflict in our code where this says one dwelling unit, but the CR zone allows, it says, you know, plural dwelling units. So what our planning director has interpreted is this would allow for the same amount in a multifamily zone, which would be six dwelling units.
Interpretation is with the plural, it can go up to as many as with the residential designation.
Correct.
Because that's currently what it is, or?
Correct, yes. So right now, if they didn't want to change the zone, we could say you could have six dwelling units, but none of the commercial uses. So if you want to switch it to that commercial zone, you still get the six dwelling units plus a commercial use.
And those six would still have to be in compliant with the second condition of development code compliance.
Correct.
So that's the protections for
yes. And typically what we see is when you apply those standards with setbacks, they said they wanted to provide parking, you do site design, landscaping, you probably don't get to those six anyway based on the space that you have.
Right. Okay.
Unless you build up pretty high potentially.
Got it. Thank you. And Mr. Jimmy, then, do you swear or affirm that the testimony you will give in this proceeding will be true to the best of your knowledge?
I do.
Please state your name, spell your last name for the record, and provide your mailing address.
Jimmy Sen, last name C-E-N. Mailing address is 193 Lancaster Drive, Northeast Salem.
And I understand you are the son of the applicant?
Yes, that's correct.
And you have the authority of the applicant to speak on his behalf here today.
Yes.
Thank you. Is there anything else? For the record, the applicant is present here. Mr. Jen Yao Tsen is here present and has authorized his son to be present on his behalf. Is there anything that you would like to add to Mr. Barnes's testimony?
Yes. Okay. So I would like to begin by thanking the Planning Division of Marion County and the hearings officer for your adequate time in planning of this meeting. So I'd like to begin with our plot. So our plot is currently divided into two, which is RM and CR, which is commercial and residential. And we propose this change because it's inefficient and unplausible for us to expand our commercial sector with the RM zoning. So we propose the changing of RM to CR. For that, zoning would allow us to add an additional building, which is effective for economic development and housing. And we believe it meets all the standards of Marion County Code, the Salem Area Comprehensive Plan, and the statewide planning goals. We believe that this is an adequate use of land that is not developed and could provide potential for this community. And that's it. I yield my time.
Does the applicant agree with planning that goal 10 should be considered, that even though it's going to be in a commercial zone, the reality is that you intend to add housing, so it would actually add to the inventory of available housing?
Yes.
Okay. And does the applicant have any objection to the three conditions of approval proposed by the planning?
No, we do not.
Okay. Specifically the one I hadn't really considered before today of the limit to six houses.
Yes.
Or six dwelling units.
Then on 2 to 3, so.
Okay, because you recognize you have to comply with the development code.
Yes, that's correct. Okay.
Anything else you'd like to add?
No, that's it.
Okay, is there anybody present that would like to provide any testimony either in favor or in opposition to this application? Okay, then if there's nothing further, we'll close this hearing. I don't see that anybody would want to submit anything else, so we will get an order out to you as soon as possible.
Thank you.
Thank you.